This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I have a question for you. Would you like to see more trucks on our roadways, or less? Trucks with heavier weight limits, or less? Most of us have a gut reaction answer to that question, but as we started looking at the complicated web of issues that decision impacts, we thought we should take a deeper look. Whether the answers change your mind, well, that's going to be up to you. Welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment, and today my guest is Jim Byram. Jim is president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association, and Jim, good morning to you.
David, it's a pleasure to be with you.
To begin with, the state of Michigan has laws that allow for heavier truckloads than federal regulations based on the number of axles, and it's more than twice current federal regulation. Are heavy trucks responsible for doing most of the damage that we see?
Well, I think it's fair to say that all traffic is responsible for the damage we see on roads. Certainly trucks do their share, passenger cars, the heavy traffic that we see that's way beyond what highways were designed for when they were built back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Everything contributes to the damage, but to ascribe the bulk of that damage to heavy trucks is probably not necessarily accurate. I think as we look at the overall traffic volume out there, certainly that's an issue. The repetition of traffic, the volume of traffic, and certainly the lack of any investment in maintenance or the lack of significant investment in maintenance, that's what's really causing the problem with road conditions.
Well, the state is contending that the engineering that goes into Michigan's road designs were meant to carry the heavier weights as well as deal with the frequency of our commutes. Now, as you've pointed out, neglect is probably the worst issue, but I'm sure you've experienced exactly what I have, that within months of a new surface being laid down, the potholes begin to appear again and the roads deteriorate quickly.
And that speaks to the overall construction standards that are used. It speaks to what kind of design is put in place. There's lots of factors that impact road condition. And sure, we've seen some of those new roads that have had problems fairly quickly. But overall, it has to do with construction standards and maintenance on the bulk of the roads that are out there.
According to Michigan State University civil engineering professor Kareem Chatty, he confirmed that actually spreading the weight load over more axles is a very effective way to reduce pavement cracking. But he also pointed out an engineering principle that increasing axle weight exponentially increases road damage by the power of four. He used the example that doubling an axle weight from 20,000 to 40,000 pounds would cause 20 times as much road damage. Now, that certainly sounds like a bad deal for the roads. Is that an incomplete picture in your estimation?
Well, I think there's probably some stories there that are accurate. Certainly, I'm not an engineer, but the irony is that in Michigan, a traditional, what we call 18-wheeler, those that have two axles on a trailer, two axles on a semi-tractor, the mechanism that pulls the trailer, and the front axle, that's a five-axle configuration. Those major axles currently haul or authorized for about 17,000 pounds per axle. The irony is, and again, to speak to the Michigan State research, these larger trucks, the ones that are doubles as we refer to them, that have two trailers, that have many, many axles, they actually have an axle weight of 13,000. So they're actually carrying less weight per axle than a traditional five-axle semi.
It also takes more trucks off the roadways. Now, that could have a number of impacts. Environmentally speaking, it seems less trucks means less pollution.
Well, absolutely. That's our contention. In fact, it's ironic to point out, though, David, if you really consider one truck versus two trucks. One larger truck that hauls a heavier load compared to two trucks, in reality, to haul the same volume of freight, it's not as simple as just going to two trucks. It actually increases the number of trucks by about a factor of 2.3 times because you have that weight of the truck itself that you have to consider when analyzing the total weight that's moved. So if you take a heavy truck off the road, that's 2.3 times, or 2.3 trucks that actually replace that single truck. And certainly, as we suggested earlier, volume is an issue. If you put more trucks on the road, that doesn't help the situation.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. We're exploring the impacts of truck weights in our state with the president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. His name is Jim Byram. So that obviously has an impact on the amount of CO2 output. It also is more safe for drivers, and there's the noise pollution issues. I mean, its effects kind of ripple outward.
They truly do ripple outward. And the other factor that's really a consideration is we can't find drivers as it is. And if we have 2.3 trucks for every current larger truck that's on the road, we aren't going to have enough people to drive those trucks. plus the economic consideration of moving that freight. You know, Michigan's a peninsula, and gosh, we love that fact that we're surrounded by water. But it also creates some unique transportation issues that trucks don't go through Michigan largely. They come into Michigan and leave, or transport within Michigan. So we don't have some of the other opportunities that some other states like Iowa that people just drive through both ways experience.
Are we accessing and utilizing rail to the most effective way we possibly could?
Well, unfortunately, we aren't. And the problem is that back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, many railroad lines were taken out in Michigan, which has eliminated the opportunity for a lot of rail transportation. We do use rail. I'll use the example of the Thumb of Michigan. Here in Tuscola and Sanilac County, we use rail to move several million bushels of grain out of that region every year. If we lost that rail, that would put about 22,000 more trucks on the road every year. So we need to use rail, continue to use rail, and actually enhance that experience. And the other opportunity is water transportation. There's some things that we could do if we could move grain by water. We currently don't export or move any grain out of the state by water at all. We need to do that. We also have looked at opportunities such as barges on the west side of the state. We're currently bringing vessels into the Saginaw River that take an awful lot of trucks off the road by moving large volumes of fertilizer inbound for farmers to use during the spring.
We continue Issues of the Environment with Jim Byram on 89.1 WEMU. Jim is president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Well, we've started to point out some of the factors here, but in addition to the environmental and infrastructure issues, you've contended any significant change in policy or regulation regarding those truck weights would change the economics of a number of industries in Michigan. Which and how?
Well, there's several that are impacted directly. Agriculture, of course, is a significant industry that uses some of the larger trucks. The aggregate industry, the industry that moves a lot of the materials necessary for road construction and other uses and new construction activities for buildings or whatever, moving aggregates like gravel and concrete, things like that, use an awful lot of larger trucks. Those are the two primary industries that would be affected, but there are many others as well that might use trucks, larger trucks, to move things like coal or whatever else may be freight that's moving in the state. But agriculture and construction industries tend to be the primary issues.
So obviously you have a dog in this hunt. In your opinion, are we at the appropriate balance now, or do we need to look further and more progressively into the future as to how we transport the things we do?
Well, transportation infrastructure is a huge issue. We need to, as I've said earlier, need to talk about more rail transportation, look at water transportation options. We need to keep all options on the table, but we can't eliminate one that's the primary use, and that's a larger truck. It's also interesting to note that while there's discussion in Michigan about lowering truck weights, most other states around the country are talking about raising truck weights, because they recognize the economics associated with many of these infrastructure issues.
Are they also talking about the potential of increasing the fees for those increased truck weights to help offset the cost of damage to the infrastructure?
I think that's part of it, just as we have done in Michigan, raise truck costs or truck registration fees to make sure they do pay a reasonable fee. You know, it's interesting to note that one of those trucks going down the road, those larger trucks, pay more than double what a smaller semi would pay as well. So Michigan already accounts for some of that damage.
There are still efforts afoot to try and get the weight limits lowered. What do you expect to happen in the Michigan legislature on this particular issue?
I don't really anticipate the legislature taking up a bill that would lower truck weights. The cost of the infrastructure that exists, the trucks that are out there becoming obsolete, is an issue. Secondly, the additional cost to industries if those trucks were rendered obsolete and the truck weights reduced. And third, let's spend the time investing in creating a program to pay for road infrastructure and maintenance. That's the big issue. Looking for a single scapegoat like heavy trucks as the cause of all the evil that's on the roads isn't appropriate. We need to invest in maintenance, and we haven't been doing that in Michigan at any measure that any research would suggest we need to be doing.
Jim, I thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the conversation.
David, a pleasure to be with you.
That is Jim Byram, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.